Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. The 27th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we?
We are.
We are. Okay. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. SRMC. Okay, Shasta Regional Medical Center, who brings us this news every time the news comes on, all through the day and night. Courage, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, Jared, help me out here with the weather.
All right, well, it's currently 63 degrees.
Get the generator going here and plug it in.
Huh?
Generator to plug into me.
Oh, good.
Ow. So morning's been weird. My truck doesn't start. Usually the truck, if it's not going to start, gives me a warning. You know, one day it goes like that. As soon as it does that, okay, I need to go look at the battery. Today it just went brum. That was it. Nothing.
Well, at least you had a backup.
I had a backup. That's right.
All right, it's currently 63 degrees, and today we have a red flag warning in effect, but it will end at 5 p.m. Today's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 86, a low of 46. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 81, a low of 46. Thursday, sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 83, a low of 46. And on Friday, sunny and partly cloudy, with a high of 81 and a low of 46.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And starting November 1st, my friends, if you are a veteran, you will get, instead of your regular 10 cents off, you'll get 20 cents off a gallon if you're a veteran. All you have to do is give them a call at 365-3793, or if you want to sign up and start getting propane from a very, very, very good company, a veteran-owned company, you can call Shasta Gas Propane at 365-3793. Okay, open line until 8 o'clock today. But the first bit of news is that Amy Coney Barrett is now a Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. And here's the good thing. Nobody, and this was a lot of anger in her being nominated and then confirmed. Democrats, no, it's not fair. You should wait. Republicans, elections have consequences. Don't have to wait. Says that, you know, we have to put a Supreme Court justice in there. So you go, you have feelings or you have the Constitution. Now, the Constitution, I don't think, says that you have to have, you know, by any certain date. But in the past, and almost every occasion, the president will appoint or nominate a justice for the Supreme Court. Now, there have been instances in the last, 5 years that a president nominated a justice for the Supreme Court, and it never got off the ground because... For two reasons. One, he was a lame duck president in the sense he couldn't run again. And two, the Republicans were in control of the Senate. And they said, let the people decide. And since most people, and you know why there was no brouhaha about this, no real brouhaha? It's because everybody in the world expected Hillary Clinton to win, except those Trump supporters. They expected Hillary to win, so okay, that's all right. He'll just appoint somebody else, or she'll appoint somebody else. It didn't happen that way. So now President Trump has appointed 3 Supreme Court justices. And Amy Coney Barrett is a constitutionalist, a textualist, you might say. She believes that the Constitution is to be followed. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. It's not a living document, according to many people, including, it looks like, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, after it happened, and the main brouhaha you got from the Democrats, who are so upset about this, was, of course, it happening so quick. But here's the thing I'd like to point out. Even the Democrats realize that ACB credentials are impeccable. This is a fine justice. This is just an outstanding selection for the United States Supreme Court. You can't fault her on her abilities to do the job or her legal acumen, anything. And I think the Democrats even agreed on that. It didn't have anything to do with that. They just didn't like the process. So as soon as she was sworn in, Democrats started saying, oh, it's okay. That's okay. You know, all options are on the table. Yeah, we can pack that court. We'll just add a few more justices on it to make it more fire. Let's add a few more justices who are supposed to rule, you know, impartially. Let's make it more fair. Let's put some left-wing justices on there to make it more fair. I mean, come on. Really? And so how big is the court going to be then? Well, we're going to put two more on there to even it up. Oh, make it 11. Then Republicans sweep back in. Hey, you know what? Let's got to make this fair. Let's put four more on. This is so stupid. It really is. You know, the vast majority of people in the United States don't want to see the court packed. It's just far left wing. And people who have got to throw that out to the, you know, the far left to keep the meat going there, keep the blood, to keep the bloody meat out and the money flowing in. They won't do it. But then again, you never can tell what the Democrats are going to do because they may do that. I frankly think of, take this for what it's worth because I'm not sure at all. But Biden says a lot of things out there on the campaign trail that I just don't think he's going to do. Or if he does, he's going to slow walk them, like $15 an hour. Does he really believe that the whole country can manage to swallow that one? Yeah, maybe New York, maybe there's areas, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. Maybe they can do that. But as soon as you get away from Seattle and you get over to Yakima, Washington, and you start talking about $15 an hour minimum pay, then you got to figure out how many people they've got to turn loose to be able to keep their businesses open. You think you're, you know, right up at Holiday Mart. Have you been to Holiday Mart lately, Jared?
I live by one, so yeah.
Okay. Have you noticed that they put in the checkers, the automatic checkers in there? You know, the scanners that you can just go in and not have to go to one of the lines and talk to people?
I haven't seen it in the one near my house.
Okay. But the one up here on Placer, they put them in. And which, well, you know, they put four of them in there. So now you can go in and scan your groceries. So why are they doing that? They're doing that to cut down on cost. They're doing that to cut down on the cost of people out there checking so that you'll just go through there. And then they're going to find, you know, then they're going to start cutting people off, you know, cutting people's jobs because of this. You look at the kiosk when you go into fast food places. Why are they doing this? As soon as California said we're going to go to $15 an hour, we're going to take it every, you know, every year it goes up, they started bringing in kiosk. So that people would use those instead of having to order there. So they can cut their workforce probably by a third, if not a half. So think about that. And so that's why I don't use the kiosk. I go to people.
How did you find out? Were you talking to the owners of Holiday?
I was talking to the owners of one of the fast food franchises in here that does it. But it just makes sense. It just makes sense when you think about it. When they put it in there, that means that you will go through there because it's quicker and you really don't want to listen to the girl talking to the, you know, the guy in front of you or, you know, you'd rather just, hey, I've got four items. I'm just going to go through here, scan it, and walk away. Now you've got one person there to help you. So that one person takes the place of four. Think about it. Why do you think they're doing this? They're doing it to cut. They're doing it so that they can save money on personnel costs, which is the most expensive. They don't have to pay the taxes on a person. They don't have to pay the Medicare on a person. They don't have to pay workers' comp on a person. I mean, this will save them if this, you know, if they put these in every store. And I'm not just saying, you know, I'm not singling out Holiday, because a lot of stores are doing, a lot of grocery stores are doing this. And this is just going to keep growing like this. They can put one person there that can help four at a time. So think of, you know, so that's four checkers eventually that will go away. Let's take a quick break. Did I start your day off wrong, buddy? In the kiosk? And you know what? This fast food franchise owner that I talked to said that they did a study. They did a study that showed that younger people preferred to work in a work at the kiosk, make their order, pay with their plastic, and order that way. There was times there was a line in front of the kiosk and nothing in front of the person, and people still lined up at the kiosk to use it. Yeah, and that's just going to be, you know, so when you walk into Taco Bell, they've got one there right now. If you walk into Taco Bell, you don't have to interact with anybody until they call your name out or the number. They don't. It's not even a name. It's a number. You walk up and get your food and walk out. Think about it. They do it to save money. All right.
I think all businesses are always trying to cut costs, and automation is really the future. And yeah. It's been talked about for a long time.
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't had that talk with you yet, but...
But it's not necessarily... Well...
I'm just kidding. See, this is a labor-intensive. This is a labor-intensive business here. If you're going to have a show, you got to have a producer. The producer runs everything, makes sure all the spots are where they're supposed to be. I mean, it's a very, very important job, and it takes somebody that can multitask to do all these things. But I don't see a way of, unless you do the show yourself, and you can do all of the things that have to be done during the show. Which I prefer not to. I'd prefer to have really good producers like we have here that pick out the music and do all that, and people come in, they greet them, make sure they're okay and all that. This is one end, and this is a labor-intensive market here, because you'll see some stations that won't have one producer because everything they have is canned. Everything they have comes in through the satellite and in through the computers. I can think of two or three stations like that right now, just right here in this market. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which doesn't do that. You walk in, you talk to a person. Of course, they have ATMs. I guess you could say, you know, ATMs is a way of replacing people, and it's much more convenient. We've gotten used to ATMs, and you say people won't get used to, you know, checking their groceries out and all that stuff. And Lowe's has got it, you know, for checking out, you know, the purchases there. So it's here. And it's going to be ubiquitous. It's going to be everywhere. So the Cornerstone Community Bank has a lot of great people that are just waiting to say hello to you. Locally owned, locally operated, Cornerstone Community Bank is moving dreams forward. They volunteer to have their parking lots, to have fundraisers. They're just a great bank. We have three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street in downtown Redding, and the last is their flagship building there at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 7:18 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes, cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Mark Rosano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back. This season, the Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:23 in the morning. I went over in that last segment, kind of got going. 61 degrees. It's going to go up to 86 today. You know what? What a beautiful day it's going to be. The wind's not blowing. Have they taken us out of that red yet?
Tonight at 5.
Tonight at 5. I tell you what, the wind was blowing pretty hard the last couple of days. And we had a fire up at Placer on Placer Street yesterday that they put out. 100,000 people in Orange County have been evacuated. They've got fires in Orange County. You know, you may picture Orange County as being kind of like, mainly cities, but there are large areas in Orange County that are just grasslands out there. So when they and they have the hills and they have, subdivisions that are pushed out there, and they've had, it's still wild in many of those areas along one of their running trails on the edge of a subdivision out there. A lady was attacked by a mountain lion, pulled her off the trail. Now, the lady she was running with ran down and grabbed her feet and was in a tug of war with the mountain lion. This is true. Some guys came up. Did the guys run down there? No, they started throwing rocks, though. And they finally chased off the mountain lion, but it chewed her face pretty good. But can you picture this? A tug of war with a mountain lion with your friend? I'm not going to let the mountain lion pull her away and kill her. It was, you know, you're talking about courage. So, yeah, there's a lot of wilderness, and there's a lot of open areas out there down in Orange County. So when they say 100,000 people evacuated, I think of all the – I used to live down there. I used to live down in Aliso Viejo and could see all those wide open areas out there. So, okay, interesting one, who is one of our chat room. That was a big brouhaha, Carl. It was just not on the Republican side. Yeah. No, you know what? If it had happened in the Democrats, Republicans would be squealing at the same time. You know what? Elections have consequences, okay? Elections have consequences. I'm not saying is that the Republicans wouldn't have you know, if the Democrats had done it, the Republicans have been screaming too. Oh, absolutely. And is this a proven hypothesis, Carl, or just a gesture for talking purposes? No, actually, Holiday never has four lanes open anyway. Well, that's not true. That depends on which holiday and which time of the day you go there. I've been in a Holiday one on Placer that's had at least four open. And now they put in the kiosk there. And Jared said, which you said about using kiosk. That you, if you don't have a lot of things.
Oh, I said it's convenient.
And you can get through there quicker. You don't have to wait in line.
And also, the Holiday in Placer, you said they did add the self-check?
The kiosk?
The self-check, kiosk,
yeah,
whatever you want.
Yeah, the self-check. Yeah, they did.
Did they remove any of the other lanes that were not self-check?
No, they didn't remove any. However, it doesn't mean that there's somebody standing on that lane, you know? You know, they can have overflow and all that. Bring another person in. What I'm saying is this. The reason they did it, this is not a hypothesis. This is, I've talked to people that own fast food franchises, and this is why they've done it. They did it so that they could save on personnel cost. You know, as Jared and I discussed during the break, yeah, it's always bottom line in business. When it gets down to it, it's always bottom line in business. We talked about that the other day. People were talking about on Facebook that it's all conservative radio out there. It's all conservative radio. Well, yeah, but you ask yourself why. The liberal talk radio stations, and for the most part, not in every case, but for the most part in this country, have not made it. Even in San Francisco, they didn't have the listenership to sell the advertising, and so they change formats. Many change formats to classic rock or other, you know, music stations. Some of them changed from a liberal talk station to a conservative talk station. So the radio, the corporations that own all of these stations out here, there's not a lot of us, you know, mom and pop stations, you could call it, like ours out there, that have lasted, that are still out there. Corporations have sucked up most of them, like they have in this town. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it, but that's what's happened. But they look at the bottom line. If what that corporation's looking at a station or an area there that it's not selling because of the format, they're going to change that because they're there to make money. And that's the bottom line. You're right. And one of the ways is costs go up. You've got to make cuts someplace. Everybody knows this, that you've got to make cuts someplace. If things had really gone wrong here because of COVID, we would have had to make cuts. I'd have hated it. But if we're going to keep the station open, we would have made cuts. But we took advantage of that PPP, and the Small Business Administration paid our small business loan for 6 months. That's over now. And to give us a chance to rebuild, which we have, for that time when all the businesses were shut down. And they too were trying to save money. So, yes, it is the bottom line. It is the bottom line. And these self-service stations, you're going to see more and more of them. Look at, okay, self-service stations, the gasoline pumps. Used to have your gas pumped all the time. How many places do that?
Well, not when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, what were they?
They were self-serve. Hang on, I got to...
Yeah, well, that's because you're younger. But they used to be that you'd come out and get your gas pumped. Now, there's a place right here in town. Cypress and Bocelli, right there. And I'm trying to think of it. Jarrett's. They still pump your gas. It's one of this is the only place in town that does that.
I was gonna say that the gas has been self-pumped my entire life, and I'm 34 years old. Maybe not when I was like one or two, and I can't remember. But the only time I've ever had gas pumped for me was when I was in one of the states where. Like in Oregon. I lived in Oregon for a while.
And even in Oregon, they're doing away with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
but I'm saying is that when people, you know, of my generation, a little bit younger, probably in their 50s, when they grew up, they had somebody would come out, they'd clean the windshield, check the oil, and pump your gas, check the air in your tires. Yeah.
Also, there weren't as many cars on the road back then, I think. I just feel like it would be too much of a burden now.
It's too much of the volume that we have today. Well, it's too
much. To that.
Well, that depends on where you live. When you go by service stations and they've got two people there, you know, getting gas, two or three, it didn't make any difference. You had one or two guys there that was doing that. That was a job. That was an entry level job. And they worked their way from there to where, you know, during the summers and all that. Yep, time to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at State Granite. Mike Hubert at State Granite has been doing this custom designing, custom building kitchens, bathrooms for 16 years. He uses, of course, granite and marble, and he is a true artist. A true artist, that when he'll take a look at your kitchen or your bathroom, and he'll come up with a design. He'll work with you on this, and you will not be sorry. You will never be sorry that you chose State Granite and Mike Huber to make those changes. And today, with the cost of houses going up so quickly, and you know, to set aside your house, to set something aside in your house that is just, well, just when somebody walks in, it'll knock their eyes out, and it just will, it can't do anything but increase the worth of your house. That's Estate Granite. He works by appointments only, so give Mike a call at 241-STONE, or just check out estategranite.com. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's going to be hard to be on assignment when I've got her car. So where do I go to? Where's a good place to go buy a battery for my truck? There's got any ideas out there?
O'Reilly's.
Yes, O'Reilly. Just put them in the chat room. I'll appreciate that. Hey, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:37 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us a segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great selections, great prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I think I mentioned the other day that Ryan Savalo from the Sacramento Bee came up to talk to me. Well, he came up to talk to a lot of people, but he included me in this group he asked me if I thought there was a chance for armed revolt here in Shasta County. I said no. I said, you know, there could be some lone wolves out there, but there's no organized, you know, plan of insurrection, armed insurrection. I said, no, not at all. So his headline said, rural California is divided, armed for revolt. What's the matter in the state of Jefferson? I guess he must have talked to other people that gave him a different viewpoint. But when you look at this, he starts off with Carlos Zapata. And I remember Carlos has become the darling of the conservative groups. And he came in and he frankly said, and he's a former Marine. He owns the Palomino Room. Seems like a great guy. But he said things that scared people. And his last statement is, I made it very clear, if they come to shut us down, I'm going to call 100,000 people that will be there with guns, and what happens, happens. Now, I don't look at that like it's going to be 100,000 people coming here. When I talk to people, they don't, you know, that's not happening up here in Shasta County. Shasta County has a right to be angry. It has a right to be frustrated. Even has a right to be frightened because of losing their businesses based on decisions by government entities. They keep changing. Some of them are just whims, like Governor Newsom has done when he shut down restaurants and shut down our businesses for no good reason. But to think that there are people there, and if you go through the article, when they say we're not going to be peaceful much longer, that's not true. The insurrection or the, resistance that you're seeing here in Shasta County is a peaceful resistance. People say, well, you've got to shut your restaurant down. And the people, you know, they'll smile, nod, and they'll keep their restaurants or their businesses open. Why? Because the law enforcement entities of our sheriff and our chief of police are showing a great deal of common sense here. They're not going to go after restaurant owners or business owners and make them a criminal by giving them a citation. We've got enough criminals on our plates. They don't need to do that. So when he asked me what I thought the chances were, I said I didn't think they were zero to very, very, very small in this. People don't like wearing masks. And he did quote me in this when I said it's in our DNA. This country was founded on individual rights and not having to pay unfair taxes, not having to house military in our homes, not having to pay, unfair taxes for things that we never got anything back from. For being told what we can do all the time. Our country broke away from England for this and fought a bloody revolution for this. It's in our DNA. We don't like being told what to do. Americans do not like being told what to do in most cases. And so you're being told to wear a mask. You're reading different forms of expert opinion. Wear it, don't wear it. It's going to help, not going to help. And I also pointed out that, the vast majority of people in Shasta County and Redding wear masks. And you can, I can't prove that hypothesis except to go to different businesses and stores and most people are wearing masks. But it doesn't mean that there's going to be an armed insurrection. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Ryan called Sal and I at the very beginning of that thing. We turned him down on the article. The last thing we did with the Sacramento Bee was James Gallagher and myself. We did an interview in the Capitol, and they twisted everything. And I told Ryan that. I said, well, we just won't do anything. So I suggested some other people to go talk to. The other thing is that everything Mark Baird has ever put in the Sacramento Bee has been twisted. So we've refused to even talk to the Sacramento Bee. The other thing is that really and truly, I think that the people are getting frustrated, and this is not a revolution. This is a restoration. We already have God-given rights. We already have that protected by the Constitution of the United States. We're just restoring what we already have. And I think that there's a lot of misnomers on really what people are doing. Thursday at 11 o'clock, Carlos is coming over here, and we're going to be on InfoWars, and Alex Jones reaches 25 million people. He wants to talk about the idea of apportionment representation in the state of Jefferson. So we'll be able to reach about 25 million people on that. I hope people tune into that.
Well, Ryan talked to me for like 30, 40 minutes.
And
we talked about that. And I said, there's nobody up here. I don't care if the Republican or Democrat thinks we've got fair representation. The fact is, well, he says, do you think that there's going to be a state? And he didn't quote me in this. And what I said was, I don't know if there's going to be a state. I said, now Jefferson, the people from Jefferson are going after him in the courts. And, they're making.
Well, that's not true.
You're not going after him in
the
courts?
No, that's not true. Because that was always a case for California, not Jefferson. It was always a case for all Californians for representation.
Right.
A lot of our witnesses were from the Bay Area, from Southern California. The idea was to increase representation in the state. And if they couldn't do that, and we won, which we should have, and they didn't increase the representation, our remedy was to divide the state up. I think personally we need to divide it up into three states, because I think that that's probably what we need to do. Because of apportionment.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and it's apportionment. But, see, a lot of the problem is that there's people don't understand that without representation, nothing matters. I mean, and I think that's the key. It's not very sexy. It's not something that's interesting. What Carlos did is Carlos put it out there. We were at the Palomino Room with him last Wednesday. And, you know, we were, you know, putting together a lot of this stuff. And the thing is that, you know, he is every man. That's what makes Carlos so appealing. He's every young man. He has a business. He's successful. He has kids. He's tired of seeing the friends that served in the service around him taking their lives because they lost their jobs. You know, just horrible stuff. But one thing I did want to mention, Carl, and I think it's really important. On the program, Jake Mangus sort of laughed a bit about Richard Gallardo making this citizen's arrest. And then when Mary Rickard came on, he told her how great she was for all these people yelling at her. Well, I've been to those supervisors' meetings, and I've only spoken actually twice, probably in the last 3-4 years. And when I went to the last couple of them, because I do observe a lady holding her little baby, a young lady, a lady walking in with two little kids, with a little kid speaking about how they want to go back to school, that's not yelling. And rhetoric like that from someone like Jake Mangus, you know, saying how people are screaming and laughing at what Richard did, I just don't find that being, I don't really find that being something that we can have on to where people are just ridiculing somebody who's doing something, but more or less just, I mean, that doesn't help the thought, you know, pattern that the people going to the Board of Supervisors might be all radical.
They're not, that's kind of the way it came off. I'm sure you read the article, and here's the thing is, you're right.
No, I'm talking about Jake Mangus. I'm not talking about the article. I'm talking about somebody here.
Not everybody, you're right, not everybody is
radical. And we shouldn't
radical.
Do that.
You know what, and in my opinion, and I said this earlier this week, we went from the purple back to the red, mm-hmm. and to me, and we got to take a break, but to me, it was 200 people showing up at that meeting that said, you're destroying us, and you're taking our kids out of school. Everybody that spoke there, from the mothers with their children.
Mostly the mothers.
Came through there. And I think that gave an impetus that when they argued this down there with the state, to me, it was those 200 people showing up that made the difference.
Do you know the public comment went from 9 o'clock till 3:15, and the only reason it stopped at 3:15 was because Mary Rickard had asked Cruz, their attorney, if it was legal for her to stop public comment. They still had lines full and people backed up.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, so there's no doubt in my, as we used to say, there's no doubt in my military mind that one of the reasons and the main reason that we got this thing pushed from purple to red, and this is the first time I've ever heard people happy that they were in the red, was because of the way the people stood up peacefully. They espoused their beliefs, what it was doing, and I think that was one of the reasons, if not the main reason. And I appreciate, you know, them fighting, you know, Board of Supervisors finally getting out there and fighting back. And but I think that was the reason.
They got a lot of pressure on them. You'll
hear it more. It did. They did. But it worked. It worked. And
there was
nobody carrying guns outside. There was, you know, and
they keep
making a big thing. Oh, people up in the North State are armed. Yeah, we are, because that's our right.
I'll leave it at that. But the thing is that, you know, again, Jake Mangus coming on your program, you know, laughing at Richard and praising Mary because she withstood all these people yelling at her and screaming at her. That doesn't bode well for somebody who's supposed to be a leader in our community to say those kinds of things. That just fuels the fire.
Well,
I mean, what's he say now that they changed their mind? And what's he say now that hundreds of people went for their 3 minutes, spoke there, and hundreds of people were calling in? I'm very disappointed, frankly, with him and what he did. It's very disappointing.
By the way, you got to plug in Civilo's article.
What's that?
You got to plug in his article.
Yeah, I know. We weren't going to give him anything else. I've dealt with him before.
Yeah. Okay, Terry, I got somebody else, and I got to take a break. Thanks. All right. Hey, this portion of the show, I tell you what, let's just take a break because we're behind time here. And when we come back, Ron, wait through the break, and we'll get right to you. 7:48 in the morning here at KCNR, Free Fire Radio, and we'll be right back.
especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hello. This is Mark Rosano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? It probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. We've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's 61 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 86 today. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're in the open enrollment now for the healthcare. So in Medicare, there's 32 different medication plans in Medicare. 32. You need to talk to somebody that knows what they are and they can get you the best deal. And that's Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, business owners, and of course, veterans. You can reach her at 221-0441, and she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yeah, you might take that time to also have somebody look at your investments and your financial plan. Is it gaining you what you should have? Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to make a statement and ask you a question also.
My grandson thought he was registered in high school, but he wasn't. So anyhow, I went down to the Shasta County Clerk's office and talked to them about it, and they said he can still register. He has to come down there and register, but he has to also vote the same day right there at the office, so he can still he can still register. So if anybody else is in the same predicament,
that's
they can
right.
register and still vote.
You do a provisional ballot, and then when then they'll match. You know, after he's registered and all this, as soon as that matches up, it counts.
Okay. So
yeah.
Anyhow, this is what he's going to. I'm going to drag him down there anyway. He's 18, so he's going to anyway.
Only drag him down there if you like the results. Your grandson cancels your vote or something. So.
Well, if he does, I'll cut him out of my will.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so, hey.
Anyway.
You tell him, vote for your future, son. Vote for your future.
Well. That's right, and he wants to go in the military. So anyway, I got some more things to say to him. But anyway,
all right.
Did Pamela Schwartz say she was for or against sanctuary cities?
You know, I don't think they came up when I'd asked her in that last time, but I'd asked her before, and she supports that.
She supports the sanctuary cities?
Yes.
That's what I was afraid of, because I asked her some questions about, I was the one that called in and asked her about the state of Jefferson, also about the Second Amendment. She danced all around it. And,
well, I will say this about Pamela Schwartz on the Second Amendment. She came.
Okay.
She came. Hello. She came
yes,
in
I'm
afterwards.
Here.
I know.
Oh.
She came. I couldn't hear me though. She came in afterwards, and we talked about it. And she had a lot of those talking points that that gun snatching people want to. They say gun shows, you can buy a gun at a gun show, and things that just aren't correct. And she listened to what I said, and she took that in there. I don't think she is. I think that she would be, as a Democrat, I think she's really stronger than, I think she's looking at more of an independent type thing. But she's willing to listen to what we say. I said, anybody that represents us up here has got to have a strong Second Amendment support. And if you don't, you've already alienated a lot of people with that.
That's
so
right.
I think that she's willing to listen. So,
okay.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I've had the same talk with, I think her name is Audrey Denny, that's going against Mr. LaMalfa. But anyhow, they keep saying they don't, these AR-15s and AK-47s are military battle rifles, and the civilians shouldn't have them. But when you ask them about a .30-06 Springfield, which is a bolt action, and
M1?
The M1 is a holds eight shots, but it's got a magazine or a clip that goes inside.
That's right.
And
that's
anyhow,
okay though with them.
They don't want to talk about that because
no.
they don't know the talking points.
No, they don't.
So,
and Audrey Denny is hard over against ownership of a semi-automatic rifle. And Elizabeth Betancourt, with all the good things that she brings up, she's also on board with sanctuary cities and doing away with carbon fuels and all this too.
Right.
But she's got, Elizabeth Betancourt has got a lot of great things that she talks about, and she's got a very good mind. And so I don't know if you could get to some people and just say, remember who you're representing up here. You're clearing out the forest and all that's a great idea. But when you start talking about restricting our constitutional rights, that doesn't fly, Doug LaMalfa has been he's a strong Second Amendment guy, but he's also pushing it on water, and he's also pushing it on clearing out these forests. And it's true. I mean, it's the federal forest and the state forest. We've got to do something to be able to handle these damn fires.
That's true.
So. Okay, Ron. Hey, look, we got to run, buddy. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you very much.
The one thing I do want to point out is when Terry was talking about people yelling. You know, people are speaking. The majority of the people that come to the Board of Supervisors do just, you know, they talk to them. However, there have been cases when one guy gave out the address for the Health and Human Services doctor that was wrong. There's been other times that people have yelled. There have been times when they tried to set a mask on fire in the supervisor's chamber. So it's not just all people being, okay, this is what's wrong. That's the vast majority of them, but there have been times when it's gone off the rails there. Anyway, we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back with Mark Story and Haven Humane.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Election day, 1 week from today, but more than 62 million Americans have already taken advantage of early voting. As for the candidates, they're on the road. President Trump visiting several swing states. Democrat Joe Biden traveling as well.
Both candidates were in Pennsylvania yesterday, but their campaign stops were vastly different, influenced by their view of the pandemic. The president held three large rallies attended by thousands of people, while Biden greeted a few dozen supporters outside a campaign field office. Today, both men are hitting the road again. Biden travels to Georgia, hoping to flip a red state, while Mr. Trump holds events in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amy Coney Barrett joins the nation's highest court.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled.
Judge Barrett at last night's swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Following a Senate vote and the White House ceremony, Barrett taking the Supreme Court seat held by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg until her death last month. 30 police officers injured in rioting last night in Philadelphia. The unrest erupted after police shot and killed a 27-year-old man who they say came at officers with a knife and refused commands to drop the weapon. Wind-driven wildfires forcing tens of thousands to evacuate their homes in the Los Angeles area. Two firefighters suffered third-degree burns. They're hospitalized. California Edison says it's investigating whether its equipment may have sparked the Silverado fire that's chased more than 90,000 people out of their homes in eastern Orange County. On Wall Street right now, stocks are mixed, with the Dow down about 105 points, the Nasdaq up 57 points, and the S&P is off 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the markets returning to pre-coronavirus levels, unemployment rates shifting, and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text the word MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411. Text the word MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
China vows to protect its sovereignty and security interests after the U.S. authorized a second arms sale to Taiwan. This one totaling more than $2 billion. The BBC's Cindy Hsu says that's on top of an earlier sale of $1.8 billion.
Under Mr. Trump, Washington has veered from long-standing U.S. practice by visibly strengthening its alliance with Taipei through increased weapon sales and high-level visits. That has alarmed Beijing, which views Taiwan as a province to be reunified with mainland China one day. And it has warned the U.S. against emboldening the island's current government to pursue formal independence. To show its displeasure, Beijing has increased military maneuvers near Taiwan this year.
And China has already announced sanctions against the U.S. arms manufacturers involved in the first sale of weapons to Taiwan. News and analysis at townhall.com. California restaurants have a bone to pick with their state and county leaders.
Restaurants in the Golden State are asking state and county officials to refund more than $100 million in fees for health permits along with tourism assessments that they've been charged despite their businesses being shut down or partially closed because of coronavirus rules. The claims filed say governments forced restaurants to close because of the virus, but in what they describe as a cruel twist, continued to collect the fees. The establishments say they've been threatened with permanent closure if they don't pay up. A government claim is an initial step before filing a class action lawsuit. California officials have 45 days to respond to the claims. Keith Peters reporting.
Zeta, now a tropical storm back over the Gulf of Mexico, expected to make landfall tomorrow as a hurricane. Metro New Orleans, among coastal areas under hurricane and storm surge warnings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 27th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's got all the boards in front of him and the knobs that keep us on the air.
All of them.
And, yeah, that's why I have to kind of watch what I say sometimes. All of a sudden, my microphone gets turned off. And he's also got the weather and an update on any fires.
All right. It is currently 63 degrees. We're going to have a red flag warning into effect until 5 p.m. Today's going to be a high of 86, a low of 46. Wednesday, a high of 81, a low of 46. Thursday, a high of 83, a low of 46. And Friday, a high of 81 and a low of 46.
There you go.
As far as the fires go, right now we have the Silverado Fire, which is down in Southern California, which is 7,200 acres and 0% contained. The Blue Ridge Fire, which is also in Orange County, which is 3,000 acres and 0% contained.
Which is why 100,000 people are being evacuated out of Orange County.
And the Point Fire, 95% contained, and still, I think it hasn't changed, at 275 acres.
Yeah. The fires up here, they got on them right away. The fire up in Placer, they got on
And the
away.
Dersh Fire, which is on Dersh Road, 133 acres, 95% contained.
Okay. All right. All of fire and the weather is brought to you, fire reports and weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And starting in November, they're going to add another 10 cents off. They're already prices, already great prices they have, so that veterans will be getting 20 cents off a gallon during the of propane during the month of November. So you can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Haven't seen him in a couple months. Fires, all the things have been going on around here.
Yeah.
Have you found homes for everybody? Are all the animals that you picked up? Have their owners come back?
I think
yet?
We still have a couple cats that don't have owners, but we're holding them onto the animals for. And I think we still have one dog as well. I think we still have a shepherd, but we're holding them for 30 days, and then we'll find homes for them. So,
okay.
And we've posted them multiple times on social media and whatnot. So, we're hoping that they have an owner that's looking for them. But if not, then we'll find new families for them.
What happens if somebody comes in and they've been trying to recover from the Zog fire and they thought they lost their pet, and then they can't come back afterwards? I mean, that's got to be a tough question. A tough thing. Well, they got chased away from the Zog fire. They've lost their home.
Mm-hmm.
They thought their animals were just, died.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get back, they get themselves back on their feet, and then they see that photo. And so they come down, and it's been 40, 50, 60 days. What happens then?
Yeah,
and it's been adopted.
Yeah, unfortunately, then they're probably not going to get their pet at that point. back, but we would possibly work with adopters. I mean, you know, for an animal, that's a lot of shakeup.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of depends on how long it is. I mean, if it's right after 30 days, then we probably would call the adopter and talk to him and let him know, and they'd probably be very understanding with it. But
I would. You know, if I had adopted an animal like that, and then they said, hey, the owners have they've come through here, and it's been, you've had it for 30 days, but.
It's not always that easy, because it's usually a family with, you know, three or four kids who are all younger and very attached to the animal. So, you know, we would talk to the owners and find out what the situation is and work with them on that. But, yeah.
Okay.
And
that's a tough
And
you know,
to be honest, I don't think that happened. I don't think that happened at all during the car fire, and we had hundreds of animals. So I don't think that happened even once. So most people are looking out for it. And with social media now, you know, there's a good chance that – you know, a friend or family member has seen it. Yeah. So like I said, we only have one dog, and I don't even know how many cats we have. I don't think it's many, if any, that haven't been claimed. And cats, you know, they could have just been, you know, community cats that were out there roaming around and may have had three or four owners and nobody's really looking for them. So, but we
have one dog. You have the cats that they go from home to home.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're all well-fed.
Right.
And they
nobody really claims them.
Nobody.
But.
Yeah, you know, we had a – I think it was our neighbor's cat. It used to be a wild cat, a feral cat, I should say, a feral cat. And they adopted it. And they've got, like, three dogs. And the cat has become a real member of their family. Well, came over the other night into our yard. No big thing. But elk killer saw her and goes charging down there, and every other cat that's coming to our yard, they just run for their lives because here comes elk killer just charging at him, all puffed up, you know, and this black cat didn't get big. It just looked at her, and she comes to a screeching halt in front of the cat, and she's barking, and the cat's just looking at her. I mean, it was, and then elk killer turns around, you know, and does that thing with her back legs, and like she's digging, and then she walks away, and the cat takes like three steps and lays down on the flagstone. It just lays down there.
Yeah, elk killer won't bother that cat again.
No, and so now other cats come in there, she'll chase them right up the the fence and out, and she doesn't sit. Hopefully she doesn't do that again with a skunk, as we've already gone through that a few times. Anyway, so all the animals have found their way back.
Yeah, and it was Zogfire was it was tough, and I think that a lot of people don't understand the devastation actually was out there, because it was away from town a little bit more than, you know, like car fire, it was pretty bad out there. But I will say that there were a lot of positives that we found in it too. A lot of neighbors helping neighbors, an amazing community out there of people, all helping each other out. Doesn't matter how far off the grid they were, because Captain Huff and I went pretty far off the grid a couple times. You know, it was good to see all of our local agencies working together again and coming together as a community to get it done. And I think that that's a testament to our community.
It's a very caring community.
Yeah, and I do want to give a shout out. I don't know if she's listening, but to Molly Roberts, who's one of the animal control officers. She did a great job for Shasta County and working with us. And I think we made a great team, and I think we did a lot for a lot of animals. So it was good. I hope we don't have to do it for a long, long time, but. Sadly,
fire up in Placer yesterday.
Yeah, sadly, I think we're getting better and better at it, and that's not necessarily a good thing. It's something you want to be good at, but you never want to use it.
Yeah, you know, you want to work yourself out of that type of job. And the only way you're not going to be able to do it, it's got to come from people that actually really want to stop these fires and not just give lip service to it. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Maine. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, River Common Senior Living is not an assisted care facility. Let's make that real clear. It's for active adults that have had enough of toilet paper shortages and doing the yard and having their sinks back up, all of these things. Plus, they just want to have an easier life in Northern California's premier retirement community, and that's River Common Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, vans to get people around town so you don't even have to drive. All of this at River Common Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for more information, and probably come on down there and visit and see what it really looks like. And, you know, pets are welcome at River Common Senior Living. Where you left, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages. 61 degrees out there, 8:14 in the morning.
Day is night in New York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Feel out of the trees to fit in. Every living thing that's got.
Safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You know, there's some great fishing around Redding, but there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winter said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. Ha, that's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McElvain, promising privatized internet 4 years ago? Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for $800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish? Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for city council. Masano's a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his city council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, council member, City of Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor. District 4.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Lip syncing right now. I want everybody to know that Carl's trying lip sync in here, and it's not grade A quality.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindebotlin is on assignment today. I'm here, of course, with Jared at the helm. And good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health. They are in the highest rated hospitals, rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the Da Vinci Surgical Robotic System, which means less intrusive surgery, faster healing, reduced risk, and less pain. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health starts there. Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. He decided to show up after a couple months.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
So, okay, you're going to blame fires and
so
stuff
last
like that.
Month I was working this aquifer, and on Tuesday I would have much rather been here and not doing
that. I saw you
out
feeding large animals.
Yeah, so we actually, in cooperation again with the county, we evacuated, I think it came to 14 horses and three dogs from a property over by the cemetery, the veteran cemetery.
They had 14 horses?
They had more than that. We actually left some there. They didn't actually end up evacuating. They stayed, but we talked them into Molly, who I was talking about, talked them into letting us take some horses. So we took them, and I do want to give a shout-out to the auction yard, the Cottonwood Auction Yard, who did a phenomenal job of taking care of tons of horses, them and the rodeo grounds. Reading Rodeo Grounds did a great job of helping out with the large animals. But one of the horses was 3 months old, a little foal, and needed to be bottle-fed. So, yeah, so I bottle-fed the little guy for a week, and got kind of attached to the guy. So, actually, Tina and I, my wife and I, have been going over there every couple weeks and feeding, and we've become friends with the owners.
Do you have enough property to bring it home?
No. He's going to stay there. He's going to be a huge horse. He's going to be like 17 hand. He's going to be really big. So I'm trying to make sure I'm there as frequently as possible so he remembers me when he's big, because he's a little bit ornery right now. But, he's pretty big. I mean, his head is – his head sits taller than my head now, and he's only – he's 4 months old now? No, he'll be 4 months old next month.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's
a pretty big horse. What kind of horse is it?
I believe it's Dutch Warmblood.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah. He's beautiful.
Jumpers.
He's amazing. So, so we did a lot of that. And I kind of want to talk about kind of how that goes from animal care, if you don't mind. But,
sure.
You know, when something like that happens, when it's a fire in the county, the county contacts us, and we get mobilized. Again, like I said, we were working with Officer Molly Roberts from the county. She was the one that was put in charge of that from the animal control side. And so then I get our team involved. And so we had a bunch of our team that was out there with trailers, with vehicles, especially that first night. And then after that, we had a team of two, myself included, with Captain Huff for the first week, and then with one of our rescue folks, Richard, the second week. And we also had people driving up hay and food donations. I want to thank everybody for all the donations, because the community once again came together. We had lots of hay that was donated, lots of dog food, cat food, pig feed, chicken feed, all that stuff was donated. And so we were bringing that up there, and what the county officers were doing, and it was primarily Molly and Colleen that were working it, but they had a list of basically people that had animals sheltered in place that we needed to help, and so we would divvy that up. We would go up and we would shelter in place. This is obviously after the fire had gone through in those areas, and we would shelter those animals in place and make sure they had food, water, check on them daily and everything. So it was a lot. We sheltered in place hundreds of animals. We had a bunch of animals that came to Haven. There were a lot of large animals, because obviously that area is predominantly large animal stuff. So there was a lot that went to the Reading Rodeo Grounds, again, the auction yard, Cottonwood Rodeo, and those folks, can't thank them enough. Lots of feed stores were helping out as well. I know Palisadero Feed, Jones Feed, they were huge in helping us get stuff and doing all that. So back at Haven, we already had some cats that had been brought down from Siskiyou fires, so we were already treating those burn cats. And we had, I think it was a total of, I want to say 5 or 6 that came out of this fire that were burned. Mm-hmm. And so the staff did an amazing job at our hospital, keeping those guys going and you know, they have to have wraps changed daily and everything else. I think we only have two that we're still treating. I think the rest have fully recovered, which is great, or at least don't have to have daily changes. So they're on the road to full recovery and finding homes for them. And like I said, we only have one dog and I think a couple or three cats that haven't been cleaned yet. So we're going to give them 30 days, and then we'll find new homes for them. So if you know somebody's looking for an animal and they haven't checked our Facebook page yet, please have them do so. Because we definitely want them reunited with their families, if at all possible.
Okay, which is the big thing. You're having a special here.
Yeah, so thanks to the a grant from the Animal Welfare Endowment Fund of the Community Foundation of the North State, we'll be discounting the cost of spay or neuter surgery by $25 per cat for a cat spay special. Cat owners must be low income to receive this discount. Cats must also have a current rabies vaccination. One can be given at the time of surgery for $15 if the cat is not already vaccinated. You can message our hospital on Facebook, or you can email clinic@havenhumane.org to request an appointment. You can also call 241-1658, extension 212, and leave a message. If you do leave a message, you probably won't get a call back until the end of the day or possibly the next day. We're super busy at our hospital right now, but they will get back to you, I promise. So, again, that number is 241-1658, extension 212.
Let me ask you this: your plan to reduce the number of feral cats is, as people bring in the cats, you spay them and put them right back out where they were. Is that still going on?
That's the TNR program for people that have cats that they've trapped, and they bring them in, and then we spay and neuter them for $45. It costs $45 to spay and neuter them, and then they pick up in the afternoon and they take them back.
And the reason for that is? Not the cost of it, but why did you take them back to the same spot?
Because if you don't, then other cats are just going to move right in to those spots again. So, I actually was talking to somebody about this. The feral cat issue is very much like the forest management issue. We're 100 years behind in schedule in both, and we're not going to fix it in 5 years. It's going to take time to do this, and we need to be actively working on both the forest management and the cats, right? And so this is one program that we're doing. We're working to partner with other agencies to expand that so that we can do more of those and hopefully get some discounted fees for some folks and at least start knocking it down a little bit quicker than that. But in order for it to work, we need to do it as a community. So we're constantly looking for grants such as this. I mean, Community Foundation of North State, thank you so much for helping us out. As always, they're amazing. And that's one way we can do it too, because now we're helping discount the price of, you know, these are not for feral cats, but they're for, you know, home cats. And that's fine because they reproduce and some of those may get out and become feral cats. And so we're always looking to get grant funding, partnering with other agencies, trying to get more funding to lower that cost and get more space neuters out there for the cats. So, again, it's not going to happen overnight, but we're working towards that goal. And every time we spay neuter a cat, it definitely gets us closer.
Okay. I know when we first started talking about this several years ago, you said it was going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That they actually tried it, and was it on an island or something like this?
Yeah.
And it worked because cats go back. They keep the other cats out of the area. They can't breed, so that, eventually, over time, it's like if you could do it with some kind of a dart, a small dart that, and you could dart the cat, and it gives them birth control at the same time for 2 years. But you can't do that. I mean, they don't have that kind of stuff.
Well, you also don't know which cats you've darted and which cats you haven't darted.
Well, when it darts, it splashes them with an indelible orange dye. I've got the ideas. You just got – hey, look, I'm an idea man. I've given you the idea how to do it.
Right.
It'll be a success. You have to figure out
that. Okay, so I got dart and indelible dye. Just taking
it. It's
got
to be orange dye.
Orange.
It's got to be the orange dye.
Like hunting orange.
Hunting orange,
gotcha.
So that you know this cat's
right.
Been darted.
Oh, I'm going to make a note of that. I'm pretty sure I'm going to throw that note away, but I'm going to make a note of that.
It can be that way.
No, I wish there was a
–
I mean, all jokes aside, I wish there was an easy answer to it. Unfortunately, there isn't an easy answer to it. And the example I gave you with the island a few years ago was actually the opposite. On that island, it was a small island, and they tried to eradicate them.
Right.
They used horrible, inhumane – ways. They put disease, they put viruses. They actually had hunters go out with rifles, and it took years to eradicate this very small island of all of the cats.
Okay.
The example of trap, neuter, release has proved successful in many, many big cities, San Francisco included. San Francisco started aggressively trap, neuter, release and spay neutering in the 80s. And so when you go to San Francisco, you don't often see cats that are walking around that don't have an ear tip, meaning they're already spayed, neutered, and rabies vaccinated. They don't have quite the issues that we do here, and it quite honestly in most cities.
Isn't that strange? You know, I don't. You know, of all the denizens of the streets and all that. That you know, wouldn't it be? You know, if I don't see any of them with their ears tipped. I'm talking about the guys that crap on the streets and the people.
Yeah, we don't do them. No. That's a completely different topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, when we come back, we want to talk about the virtual events you've got going, your vaccine clinics and vouchers. You know, vouchers are a big thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been around for well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're following all the rules about sanitation. You don't have to worry about picking up the dreaded COVID at Cypress Square Barbershop because they're doing all the right things. They work by appointments only, and they have for over a year before the COVID started. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Take advantage of it. Get a great haircut. Learn a lot about what's happening around your town, too. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. 61 degrees out there, going to 85 today, 8:30 in the morning, here on the 27th of October. You could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks. You could have a...
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayport, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family, and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElveen, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayfork, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family, and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:35 in the morning, 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. Bastiani Arms working on appointments. Give them a call at 222-8222. Still has a selection of firearms, and of course, and they're trying to get in ammo just like everybody else is. So give them a call and stop by at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms, where I buy my guns. Whenever you can get one, I'll run down there. What do you got? What do you got? This is, you know, quite ridiculous about people trying to find ammo. There should be no reason there's a shortage of ammo, because people are just buying it like it.
Like it's toilet paper?
Yeah, like if you're, yeah, just like toilet paper. Cases of this stuff. I'm going to a shooting class here next month, and it takes 750 rounds of ammunition.
Wow.
New ammunition, not reloads. They won't let you shoot reloads. So it's 750 rounds of new ammunition.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Over 4 days. But, you know, it's not the shooting of the 750 rounds. It's finding the 750 rounds to go down there. So if anybody's got any 9mm out there, it's Carlbot at KCNR1460.com. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story. With Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
So I want to give a shout-out to Carlbot. Because if you get the new Enjoy magazine, which I believe just came out this week, there's a great article on Carl, and normally I wouldn't give Carl praise, and he knows it, he's smirking across from me, but, you know, he really did a great job of talking about community and why he's in this community, and I couldn't agree more, and it's the exact same way that my wife and I feel about this community and why we decided to retire from the Air Force and stay here in this amazing community. I think we've been here a couple years longer than you, but not much longer. No. And I read it and I went, gosh darn it, I can't even pick on him for anything in this one, because it's really well written. So I encourage everybody to pick up Enjoy Magazine and read that article on Carl, because
it's called Our Town, and I was honored to be asked to write something there. And as Rhonda says, she says, well, November is Veterans Day, and it's a month to remember us, you know, especially during the month of November, and we'd like you to be the representative for our town. So, yeah, thanks a lot, Enjoy Magazine for that honor. And I do feel like that. This is a wonderful place. We have so many things going for us up here. One of the things, and I hate to say it in front of you, but it's Haven Humane, that has done so much for our community. I mean, when you think about Haven Humane, where would we be without Haven Humane? And just if you just look at the fires, where would we be without Haven Humane? And now a continual and sometimes thankless job of trying to get our animals off the streets, get them spayed, get them neutered, to try, you know, find homes for them. You've become a no-kill facility when it comes to dogs. Finding homes for all the dogs, and you're working, you're getting closer to that with the cats. So, I mean, you've expanded out there, and you've been able to, and I'm saying you, but it's all of Haven Humane, you quickly point out all the time, hey, it's the people out there. But still, you've done a lot of great things, and it's kind of like the people that decided to buy from PG&E decades ago and establish the Reading Electric Utility. It's been paying off for us. Okay, raising money because you can't have events. It's a lot harder, not just for Haven Humane, but everybody.
So this is a really good lead-in, actually, talking about community, because Giving Tuesday is coming up December 1st. And I've done a lot of shout-outs today, which I normally don't do, but I can't say enough good things about the Community Foundation of the North State. They put this Giving Tuesday together, and they work very hard to make sure that your donor dollars stay local. And so I heard from Carrie the other day, because she came and spoke at our Rotary Club via Zoom. And she said that there's going to be over 180 nonprofits in the area that are going to be in this year's Giving Tuesday. So please, I encourage you to get online during Giving Tuesday, which is from I believe it's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, December 1st. NorthStateGives.org is the website, and please do donate. I mean, obviously, I would love for you to donate to Haven, but please do donate to an organization that's local and let's keep those dollars local, because every nonprofit in our area is hurting. We can't throw very many fundraisers. It's got to be virtual, and the work hasn't stopped. And in many cases, the work has gotten more difficult, busier for all the nonprofits. So please go to NorthStateGives.org on that day. Tuesday, December 1st. For Haven, we're going to have a lot of stuff going on that day. If you follow us on our Facebook, we're going to have social media updates throughout that day. We have some matching hours where we've got some amazing sponsors that are going to be doing some matches for that day. We're going to have videos leading up to it. We have a whole campaign that we're going to be doing on our Facebook, so please look at it. And a lot of that campaign simply has to do with, this is what we're doing, and this is where your dollar goes. Because we think it's really important that you understand where your dollar goes. Because I know that when I donate, I want to know where my dollar's going to and what good that's doing. And so we are going to have a bunch of social media stuff leading up to that. And that's Jennifer, who came last time from our development team, who's heading that up along with Nicole. And I appreciate them for doing that. So please, if you get nothing else from this, please donate and keep those dollars local on December 1st, Tuesday, December 1st, NorthStateGives.org. And thanks again to the Community Foundation of the North State.
Okay. You're having a dog licensing clinic.
Well, I want to talk about that virtual wine. So we do have
one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
We do have one fundraiser coming up. It's virtual. We did it a couple months ago. It was very successful. We did a virtual wine tasting. We talked about it, I think, on air, and you and I were like, I'm not really sure how that works, but everybody that did it really enjoyed it. So basically, it was through Zoom. The wine was shipped to their homes or delivered to their homes, and then they had options for food pairing. We're still working out the food pairing right now, but we are 100% sure that we are going to be pairing with Mosley's Family Cellars, which is awesome. Love Mimi and the gang out there. And that's going to be scheduled for December 5th. You can find more information on our Facebook page, or you can visit our website at havenhumane.org. Or you can call Jennifer and Nicole at Development, which is 241-5262, to get more information on that and sign up. It's going to be a great night. It's a couple hours long. It's some great wine, and there'll be some great food pairing. sharing. And it's a lot of fun. I heard everybody had a great time that time.
They did.
I
they did. It was a huge success there. And so it's another way that you can have a good time, and you can be safe, and you can enjoy this. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think, you know, again, I think you and I have talked about this. I mean, obviously, I don't think there's a single person that's not ready for COVID to be done with and us, you know, get back to some kind of normalcy, whatever that means. But I think that we have opened the doors to, you know, new ways of communication via Zoom, you know, and I think that although most of us are Zoomed out, I think that that's going to continue to capacity even when we get back to whatever this new normal is going to be. And I think it's going to open doors for us to have better communication for people that aren't able to meet in person for whatever reason. You know, maybe it's maybe you're sick, maybe you're out of town, you know, and I think that that's going to open up some doors, which I think will be a positive that we can take out of this.
Well, you know what, and there, it's going to change the way that businesses do business, too.
I mean, very much so.
Do their operations. Businesses do business. Businesses handle their operations. So many people have started working from home, mm-hmm. and they've found that it's been a success. Mm-hmm. A lot of the employees say, you know what, I would just as soon do this, you know, I'm doing a great job for you, but I don't really want to commute for 30 minutes to get there. I'm speaking of kind of larger cities, but also around here. And so that's going to have a, you know, it's like a domino effect on prices of businesses. You know, they may have had a 10,000 square foot office, and now they realize they can do it with like 3,000 square feet and still get a good product out and satisfy their customers with people not working there. But this has opened up the gates. I'm not crazy about distance learning. I really am not crazy about that. We need to get our kids back in school for a variety of reasons. We haven't reached that point where this is not like a university online that this is all they do. These are high schools that are trying and middle schools trying to get this out. We need to get our kids back in school, but you're right. You're absolutely right. This has started a revolution in the sense of how we do things. Okay. We got to take a quick break, and I want to talk about the Reading Active 2030 Club are the ones, of course, that sponsor the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade and the start of the annual theme contest, and they are going to be hosting the 35th annual Reading Lighted Christmas Parade. However, it's going to be taking a new direction during COVID. It's going to be held Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's changing the dynamic by having stationary displays and having spectators drive through the parade route. So now you are the one that's moving past the parade route, and the parade's not moving past you. And this will, of course, limit interaction between spectators and participants, but you can still see it. No walking through the parade. Entry into the parade is still free. There'll be more information later on, but this is going to be happening on December 5th at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. You just go down and see all of the floats and all the entries just by driving through. It's 8:47 in the morning, 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today, and we'll be right back.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow we have the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer coming in. Plus, I'm going to try and see if we can't roll in a supervisor, talk about everything that's going on with this. I'm not sure which, but we're going to go down and try and trap one this morning after the show. I'm not going to mention names. But we're not going to take a horse tranquilizer drug to get them and bring them back. But, you know, if we have to.
Just in case.
Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're going to talk now about your
I'm going to rapid fire a couple things here. So we have a dog licensing clinic, which will be held at Haven Humane Society at our veterinary hospital on November 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. And at that clinic, rabies vaccinations are $8 with the purchase of a dog license. Along the same lines, every Wednesday, except for November 11th, we will be closed to honor Veterans Day. Our walk-in vaccine clinics are held every Wednesday in our classroom from 2 to 4 p.m. The vaccine clinic allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are published on our Facebook page and website under the Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list for all our services. There are no income requirements to attend a vaccine clinic. The clinics are very popular, so be prepared to wait in line for up to an hour.
So, on those. And with COVID, what, do you have everybody spaced out there?
We do.
Do you give somebody a number?
Both. We space them out. They come in, and then we put them in our classroom, and then we separate everybody in the classroom. So, and then we bring in one group at a time.
Okay.
So something that a lot of people don't know about is, did you know that you can get a voucher to help with the cost of spaying or neutering your pet? Vouchers vary where you live and the type of pet you have, so call 241-2550 to find out how much you can save. A current dog license is required to get a voucher for dog spays, neuters, but the money you save on the surgery will pay for the license, and dog licenses will be much less expensive every year after that.
How much is a dog license?
Well, it's changing, and it depends on where they're at. So all of those fees are all on our website.
You mean Shasta County doesn't have just one price?
Shasta County is one jurisdiction, Anderson is another jurisdiction, and City of Redding is another jurisdiction. And Shasta Lake City, which we don't license for, they license their own, is another jurisdiction. So there's four dog license areas in Shasta County.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you worn your volunteers out yet with all the with fires and everything else going on?
Our volunteers are amazing. I don't think I can wear them out. I think, they're just absolutely amazing. So if you're interested in volunteering, just go to our website, and there's a volunteer application, and that will put you in touch with Cassie, our volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then our volunteer orientations are on Saturdays. So we're still working a two-team schedule at Haven. So we have a Monday through Wednesday team and a Thursday through Sunday team. So any new volunteers I haven't met, because they're all on the Thursday through Sunday team, because that's where Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, is. So I'm anxious to get to a point where we can have one team again, working together on the same schedule, so I can meet all these new people, which would be great. But we're not quite there yet.
Okay. You know what? Microchips. You know, I for animals, I really, really endorse microchips. Because for a variety of reasons. You know, one is the fires. But the other one is if your dog, cat gets loose, and they get picked up by Haven Humane, the first thing they do is they take a reader, mm-hmm. and they scan for a chip. And if they find the chip, they will return that animal to its home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to make sure your information is up to date. And it only costs $20 for this.
That's on the Wednesday vaccine clinic.
Right.
It's $33.50 at any other time. So if you just come in and you just want to get a microchip, it's just more convenient for you to come in and not wait in line. You can come into our receiving building and get a microchip for $33.50. If you want to save a little bit of money, you can wait on the Wednesday clinics from 2 to 4, and they're $20. Our officers love finding a microchip in an animal that they pick up, because then they call in and we call in and get the information and call the owner immediately. And there's many times where they'll have a dog that'll be sitting in the cage in the back of the truck, and they'll drive it around with them for a couple hours while they're doing other calls, just hoping that we're going to get in touch with the owner so they don't have to bring it into the shelter.
Right.
So,
right.
And most of the time, as long as the information is current, we do get a hold of the owners in time, and they meet them somewhere or back at the house, and they return without having to come into to Haven and paying the fees and all that stuff. We'd rather not have to do that. So, and I don't think anybody else would either. So it's just one more way of protecting our pets and getting them home faster.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is sometimes you rehome your pet. But if you do that, make sure you get a hold of the company and give them the new address and everything.
Yeah, make sure you get a hold of the company and give the new owner's information and address, because they won't be able to.
Okay, people that do lose their pets,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about it already a little bit because of the fire, but, dogs, for some reason, will just, that one day just walks out the front door and trots down the street, and now he's lost.
Yeah, so immediately call Haven 241-2550, but also to file a loss report. We'll probably ask you to come in so you can file the loss report in person, give a picture, good description, and then we will do the loss report. We also will file it on Facebook, social media, when we have found animals and everything else. So please continue to look at our Facebook. Our Facebook is very active with lost animals, adoptable animals, what we're doing, events, everything. Our Facebook is really, really active. So we ask people to please go to our Facebook. And if you like what you see, please like and follow. And, we do a lot of stuff. And we try and track as much as we can on social media. But lost pets definitely get up there, and also on our website.
Okay. You know, because of all the problems you're having with, fundraising that everybody's having, you've got something called a Roundup app. And this is really good. I'm surprised that we don't see it much more often in other places, but what's the Roundup app?
So the Roundup app is a very simple thing. Basically, it just takes it so that if you go and you use your credit card for something, then it takes it to the closest dollar value, and it donates that change, whatever that change amount is, to Haven. And the great thing about the Roundup app is that you can set your max. Like, I don't want to give more than $20 a month or $10 a month or whatever it is. And so you set that, and then they'll give you the receipt for the donating. And you can get all that information on our donate page on our website.
Is that been successful?
Or roundupapp.com.
Has that been successful?
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, it's been kind of slow to take off. I don't think as many people as we were hoping had signed up for it. But we have a lot of people that mail in donations, so that's fine. This is just an easier way to do it. It's kind of, you don't really think about it too much, and it's not much. It adds up to, it can add up to as much as you want it to add up to, or as little as you want it to add up to, but it definitely helps. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's you can use a Roundup app for anything, frankly.
Yeah, there's tons of nonprofits on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want people to know for next month? There's going to be Thanksgiving. There's going to be all these things happening about people taking care of their animals and watch out what they're being fed.
Yeah, definitely watch out what you're feeding your animals during Thanksgiving. A lot of our food is just too much for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the chicken bones, the turkey bones, those are a big one, right? Try and keep them out of the trash just keep an eye on them. Haven will be closed on November 11th. We'll also be closed on Thanksgiving Day as well, but those will be the only 2 days that will be closed.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for being part of our team.
Well, you know what? It's an important part is to keep these, you know, there's a place that takes care of the animals out there, the feral animals, the owned animals that get lost, all the clinics, vaccination clinics, all the, the licensing, all of these things that have to be done. Again, I urge people to take a look at at chipping your animal. It could get your animal back without you having to go searching for it. If they pick it up. You know, somebody's reported it. They're going to start calling you if you've got your right information in there. Tomorrow, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And like I said, I'm going to try and get one of our board of supervisors to come on in the morning. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad.